Hey, what's up, Divine Ones? It's Latoya Okia. Welcome back to another video, baby. If you are new to my channel, I am Latoya Okia. I'm a master life coach, a spiritual leader, and a business mentor. I train and certify life coaches, and we also create transformational leaders for the kingdom of God, baby. So if you know that you know that you know that this is your season, come on now, to rise up and to become the leader that you were divinely created to be, baby, I want to let you know that you're in the right place. This is the right time, the right season. You on the right channel. Go ahead and put it in the comments, baby. Y'all know it's customary. You know it's tradition. So go ahead and put it in the comments, baby. Say, I am a leader. Yes, baby. Speak that thing into existence. God says that this is the season where his people are rising up. He says that I'm pouring out my spirit upon all flesh, baby. You rising up in your season and you are getting everything that the Lord has declared to be yours, including your transformation. I speak it prophetically over you today in the name of Jesus. Look, the Holy Spirit done already took off anything, baby. I speak it over you right now prophetically in the name of Jesus, baby, that you shall receive your spiritual inheritance. You shall receive your transformation, that you are becoming the man, you are becoming the woman that God has created you to be. Come on now. If you receive it today, baby, I want you to lift your hands in the spirit. I want you to lift your hands in the physical too, baby. And I want you to speak it out of your mouth. Say, I receive it. I receive it. I receive it. Come on now. The proper response when somebody give you a gift is to receive it, baby, and say thank you. Tell God thank you for saving your life. Tell him thank you for your transformation, baby. Tell him thank you for your spiritual inheritance. I hear the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ saying today, do not be afraid. Come on now. Because he said your Father has been pleased, baby, to give you the kingdom. It is your rightful inheritance, baby, but you got to receive it. Come on now. We done already jumped this thing off, baby. I ain't even got into the word yet, but we done already jumped this thing off. Somebody put it in the comments. Say, I am a leader. And after you say that, baby, say, I receive everything that God has for me. Glory be to God. You got to open your heart to him today, baby. You got to open up and receive everything that he have for you. Because God say, for many of you, your stuff is being held up. Ooh, he said your stuff is being blocked, baby. It's behind a locked door. It's because you ain't got in the right position. You ain't got in the right posture to receive what the Lord has for you. Come on now. Somebody say, I got to empty out my heart. Ooh, I got to empty out my heart before God, baby. See, when you come before the king, you got to come to him in the right posture. You got to come to him in the right positioning, baby. You got to empty yourself out. Everything that you done picked up from the world, this is what I learned with God. All that stuff, all that mess, all that drama, all that trauma, all that hurt, all of that pain that I picked up from the world, when I came to God, he said, you got to empty that out, baby. He said, you got to dump that out, because he said, I can't fill you with my spirit. Come on now. I hear the Lord say, I can't fill you with my anointing because you too full of the world. So he's speaking, baby, from Romans 12 and 2 today. He said, be not conformed to this world. Ooh. We too full of the world. When we come to God, baby, we got to empty ourselves out before him. We got to empty our hearts before him so that he can fill us with his wisdom. He can fill us with his knowledge. He can fill us with the anointing of the Holy Spirit. Tell him today, baby, say, I empty myself of all my beliefs and all my stinking thinking and all my trauma, all my dirt. Give it to God today, baby. Empty yourself out before him, because before the word can come forth, baby, we got to empty ourselves of all of this mess that we done picked up from the world. We got to give it back. Give the devil his stuff back, baby. Come on now. Drop it off to him. What we said on the other video, return to sender. Return to sender, baby. Send all his stuff back to him. And when you come to God, God said, I want you to come empty. And I want you to come ready to receive what the Lord has for you today. Are you ready? That's what I just heard the Holy Spirit say. Are you ready? Ooh. If you ready, baby, put it in the comments. Say, I'm ready, I'm ready, I'm ready. Ooh. Put that thing in the comments, baby. Say, I'm ready, I'm ready, I'm ready. God looking for some folks that's ready to receive what he has for them today, baby. Because I hear the Lord say, he just spoke this to me when I was in my bathroom a few minutes ago. God said, hire. Ooh, He said, hire. Somebody put that word in the comments, baby. Oh, hurry up. Grab your journal. Get your blue ink pen, baby. Write that down. I just heard God say, write the date that you heard this word too. He said, on your journal page, I want you to get your journal and your blue ink pen, and I want you to write today's date, whatever date that this word finds you, I want you to write to today's date, and I want you to put on that page in your journal, God said, hire. Hire. H-I-G-H-E-R. God said, higher. He says, no longer can you stay on this step that you are on right now. Ooh. He said, this level that you on right now, baby, this current level, this current stage that you on right now, he said, you done milked that thing. You done got it while the getting was good, baby. You done got all the everything that God had for you on that level. He said, you done maxed out. He said, you done got as many results as you possibly could on this level that you own right now. Y'all know I'm telling y'all the truth. And how you know this is because what you've been doing that used to work for you, it ain't working no more. Who am I talking to today, baby? What you used to be able to get by with, you ain't been able to get by with it lately. It ain't giving what it's supposed to be done gave. Come on now. Y'all know what they say. It ain't giving what it's supposed to be done gave, baby. It ain't producing the way it used to produce for you. And you ain't happy the way you used to be happy. You ain't feeling the spirit like you've been feeling the spirit. Ooh. You ain't been feeling the presence of God like you normally feel the presence of God. God say that's because it's time for you to go higher, baby. He said, in this season, I am requiring more of you. Somebody say, too much is given, much is required. Too much is given, much is required. I hear the Lord say, baby, that if you could take a glimpse into what I have for you, oh, if you could take a glimpse into the warehouse of heaven, baby, and you could see all the blessings, you could see all the miracles, if you could see all the signs and the wonders, all the breakthroughs that God has in store for you, baby. Come on now. I hear him say, your eyes have not seen. Ooh, your ears have not heard, baby. And neither has it even entered into your heart. Ooh, the good things that your heavenly Father has for you, baby. I feel the power of the Holy Spirit today. God said that this is the season for the divine ones to go higher. Go higher. Ooh. He said, many of you, the enemy is attacking and he's striking you the way he's striking you because he's still, when he come back to that level, he's still finding you there. God said, you ain't got no business still being on that level. It's time for you to go to higher territory, higher ground. So that way, when the enemy come back to try to trip you up with the same old stuff, he can't find you doing the same old stuff that you used to do because you done changed up your routine. You done changed up your days, baby. You done changed up the formula. You doing something else now. You on something new now. Glory be to God. I hear the Lord say it's time to go higher, baby. It's time to 10x that thing in the spirit. It's time to 20x that thing in the spirit. He said it's time for you to become the person that I have created you to be. It's time to go higher. He spoke to me a few minutes ago. He said, woman, I need you to get to higher ground. I need you to get to higher territory. He says that the territory that you are on right now, it has sustained you up until this point. But he said, if you want what I got for you on the next level, you're going to have to kick that thing in beast mode. Ooh, somebody put it in the comments, baby. Say, kick it in beast mode, baby. The divine ones activate beast mode in this season because we taking that thing up a notch, baby. It's time to go higher. Because too much is given, much is required. So because God has so much in store for us in the warehouse of heaven, come on now, because he has so many blessings, he has so much abundance for us, he's requiring just as much from us, baby. That means that you got to take it up. You got to pray harder than you was praying before. You got to fast harder than you was fasting before. Come on now. You got to take it up another notch, baby, in the spirit. Got to sacrifice. You got to take your level of sacrifice into the next level. God said, I see the sacrifices that you made. Come on now. And he says, I honor that. But he said, if you want the next thing that I have for you, if you want me to take it up a notch with this blessing, he said, you got to take it up a notch with that sacrifice. How much more can you give God? Come on now. How much more can you do for God? How much more can you serve in his kingdom? How much more can you make yourself available to him? Because God say, for the level that you make yourself available to me, he said, I'm going to pour out increase on your life. God says higher in this season. But in order for you to go higher in God, you got to take your sacrifice higher. Come on now. Got to take your sacrifice higher. I just heard him say, you got to take your obedience higher. Ooh. God said, I see the obedience. I see you trying to get things in line in your life. I see you trying to get your ducks in a row. I see you trying to get this together, trying to get that together. God said, okay, I see you. Y'all know how we say when we see somebody pull up or we see them drive something nice, we be like, ooh, okay, I see you. I see you. God say, all right, baby, I see you. You doing your thing. Okay, I see you. But he said, I need you to take it up another notch. Ooh. He said, I need you to sacrifice a little bit more. He said, I need you to get on them knees a little bit more. I need you to write in that journal a little bit more. Come on now. I need you to take it up a notch in the spirit. Because God say, when you see what I'm about to unleash on your life, oh, when God opened up the windows of heaven, baby. Oh, I just heard a latch on the windows in heaven. I hear the Father say, I'm opening up the windows of heaven, baby. And he say, I'm going to pour you out a blessing. Ooh, somebody put it in the comments, baby. Say, pour it out, Jesus. Ooh, tell him, baby, say, pour it out on me, Jesus. Some of y'all, it done got kind of dry over there, baby. It done got kind of stale over there. You need the Heavenly Father to pop that latch on that window up there in heaven. Come on now. And pour you out a blessing, baby, that there will not even be enough room for you to receive it. Ooh, that's the way our daddy pour it out, baby. When he pour it out, he don't be playing with that thing. Do you understand me? When he pour it out, baby, he pour it out good measure. Ooh, press down, baby. Come on now. Shaking together and running over. That's the kind of pouring out he finna do on the divine ones, baby. God showed me in this season how transformation for the divine ones is about to be accelerated, baby. And he said, you gonna want to be a part of this thing. So he said, if you want to be a part of this thing, you got to make sure that your sacrifice, you got to make sure that your obedience is on a whole nother level. Glory be to God. God says higher, higher, higher ground, higher territory. No longer can you stay on this level that you own. He said, I see you. I see what you've been doing. You've been doing your thing. But God said, you got more in you. Ooh, you got more in you, baby. That's one thing I love about our daddy. He ain't going to let us get comfortable. Come on now. Soon as we go to feeling ourselves and we go to thinking we doing our thing and we go to taking a little break, God say, baby, come on. You got to kick that thing in beast mode. He said, I can't let you get comfortable. I can't let you get all nice and soft with the feathers in the nest. Because he said, if I let you get too comfortable, you will never get out there and fly. It's your season to fly, baby. Oh, put it in the comments, baby. Say, it's my time to fly. Oh, I speak over you prophetically right now, baby, by the power of the Holy Spirit, that everything that's been holding you in captivity, everything that's been holding you in bondage, baby, is releasing you today in the name of Jesus. Oh, as this word goes forth today, baby, I can feel the enemy loosen his hold off of you. Because this your time to fly. God said, you finna go higher, baby. You finna fly to higher levels, higher territory, baby. Just like the eagle do. Because that's who you are. You are an eagle, baby. You are a leader. And God say, higher. Somebody put it in the comments today, baby. Say, higher shall be my portion. Ooh, next level shall be my portion. I feel the power of God today. Come on now. He doing it for us right now, baby, as we speak on this video. He's taking us higher. God say, as you sacrifice in private for me. See, it's what you do when ain't nobody looking, baby. It's what you doing when ain't nobody around. When you're telling the devil no, when you really want to say yes to him. Come on now. But you tell him no, and you beat his flesh, and you sacrifice for God. God say, as you sacrifice for me, baby, he said, I'm going to take you higher. People going to wonder how you got what you got. Come on now. They going to wonder how you living like you living, how you looking like you looking. And it's because God done took you higher because of your sacrifice, because of your obedience. Listen to me. If you don't want to miss this powerful move of God that's about to hit the Divine Ones family, you better check what you're doing behind the scenes. This ain't going to be for what you're doing when everybody looking. But this is going to be what you do when it ain't nobody but you and God. When you all by yourself, and you know what I'm talking about. When you all by yourself, when it ain't no audience, when it ain't no congregation, when it ain't no family around, it's just you. It's just you and your phone. It's just you and your laptop. It's just you in that shower. It's just you in there in that house. It's just you in there in that room. What you doing? God say, if you sacrifice for me, if you deny yourself, if you deny your flesh, if you delay gratification, if you sacrifice for me, if you are obedient to my word, he said, watch how I take you higher. God said, I'm going to elevate you so high, baby, that what was once over you, what you was once looking up to, he said, you're going to be looking down at it and you're going to be waving. Hey, how you doing? Somebody put it in the comments, baby. Say, hey, how you doing? Cause God finna elevate you to level 3,000, level 10,000, baby. People gonna wonder how in the world you got way up there. How in the world you connecting with them kind of folks? How in the world you stepping in them kind of rooms? How in the world you flying like that? How in the world you traveling like that, baby? And you know it's because of your sacrifice unto the kingdom of God. It's because of your service. It's because of your obedience and what's in your heart. Got to clean out that heart, baby. What that heart do? Somebody put it in the comments today, baby. Say what that heart do. I love y'all. I love you so much. God said higher. Am I going to see you at the top? Come on now. I just got one question for you today, baby. Will I see you at the top? Okay. Because I don't want you to be left behind. I don't. God say no divine one left behind, baby. Ooh, somebody write it down. Put it in the comments. Say no divine one left behind, baby. Will I see you at the top? You know the ones I'm going to see at the top, the ones that's been putting in that work behind the scenes, the ones that's been sacrificing, the one that's been obedient to God's word, the ones that's been denying their flesh. Come on now. The ones that's been delaying gratification. That's who I'm going to see at the top. Come on now. Got to learn how to tell this body no. The word of God talks about this. It say we got to discipline our body and we got to make it our slave. Come on now. So that after I have preached to others, I myself will not be disqualified. Everything I'm sitting on this video and telling y'all, when I get off of here, I'm going to be tried with every word I just said. Y'all better hear me today. The enemy is going to come to try me on everything that I just said to y'all. So I got to make sure that I'm being disciplined, that I'm beating my body, that I'm denying myself, that I'm delaying gratification, that I'm sacrificing for God, that I'm being obedient to his word. Or God say, even the messenger, he said, even the one that I spoke it through, he said, if they ain't got the sacrifice, if they ain't got the obedience that I'm looking for, he said they even gonna be left behind. Oh, this for me, this for bishop, this for pastor, this for overseer. You go find the one that's in the highest seniority in the kingdom, baby, and it's for them too. God said, play with it if you want to. Come on now. He said, I'm a man of my word, baby. I don't care how much I love you. He said, I'm not gonna go back on what I said. God is a man of his word, baby. He said, heaven and earth will pass away before one piece of my word fail. So we got to make sure that we are in alignment with his word. Glory to God. Come on now. Oh, he said, you will be left behind. You mess around, play with it if you want to. I'll be watching. God said, I don't care if you the leader of the divine ones or who you is. You don't get in alignment with me. You don't get it right. You don't sacrifice. You ain't got the obedience that I'm looking for. He said, you're going to watch your tribe be elevated. God said, I don't care who you is. I don't care what your title, your credentials, how many letters you got behind your name. What that heart do? What that heart do? I love y'all so much, baby. I am your coach, Latoya Okia. I'm praying for you. Will I see you at the top? God said higher. Ooh, will I see you at the top, baby? Come on now. One thing about it, two things for sure. When we get to the top, we ain't gotta wonder how that person got there, because we know how you got there. Because we know, baby, that you had to put in that work behind the scene. You had to get that thing out in the mud. You had to bleed. You had to sweat. You had to cry. You had to sacrifice. You had to obey God's word. That's how you get to the top. That's how you win in the kingdom. That's how you become successful in the kingdom of God. And God's success is not like the world's success, baby. His success is forever. His kingdom is eternal. I love y'all so much, baby. Meet me in Tallahassee, Florida on June the 7th, 2024. Look, will I see you at the top? And the next question is, will I see you in Tallahassee, Florida? Click the link below in the description, baby, and go to my website, IamLatoyaOkia.com, and get your tickets now. We still have tickets available. I want to see you in Florida, baby. It's going to be beautiful. Weather's going to be beautiful. I love this spot that we're going to be at. It's one of my favorite little places that I love to go and refresh and rejuvenate and be revived. And I want you to come and be a part of this amazing experience with me. We're going to have Kingdom Connections in the room. spiritual transformation, dress for success, and bring business cards, bring cards with your information on it, because you're going to meet family from all over the world, y'all. It's an amazing experience that I want you to be a part of. So we're going to be kicking it off on June the 7th in Tallahassee, Florida, live and in person in the room. You got to get there. You got to feel this and you got to experience this for yourself. So click the link below and sign up now, and I'll see you on June the 7th. I love y'all so much. God said hire.